I don't know. I've wondered about that myself, but they had a kitchen down there, and they didn't have to worry about the floor. They had a dirt floor in.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You suppose that it might have had something to do with the heat?
They had a heat. I figured they didn't want the heat to other part of the house.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could figure out.
Well, that would make sense.
That's the only thing. But in the wintertime, what little heat you get from your kitchen, that would feel good, generally. Of course, you get my little heat from the kitchen now.
Yeah.
If it's electric or gas, either one, my little heat you get from your cooking.
We're talking about the kitchen. Have you ever heard of a little room that you might have off the kitchen where you keep extra dishes or canned goods, something like that? It's kind of a walk-in place, you know. Might store all you can.
What, the utility room?
Utility room. Have you ever heard people call it a pantry?
Mm-hmm.
That same thing?
Same thing, a utility room. Well, we got one in this house. I wasn't counting it while I was going. We were counting room. We had the carport there.
Now, some people have a room in the house that they just keep, I don't know, old useless things.
Junk room. That's what I'm talking about in where the wife does sewing. She calls it sewing room, iron room.
You call it junk room?
I call it junk room. The children love to go in there and right around my tooth thing.
What does your wife do when she gets up early in the morning before? Does she ever go around the house and, you know, pick things up and
Sure. Strength.
What would she call herself doing?
Most times she call it clean the house.
Clean the house.
Of course, my wife got a big job here. She sees there's her mother's house. That's her mother's house living out there. She keeps house for her and me and her both. She got two houses to keep, so she got a big job. Her mother's out there, 86-year-old, be 87 this fall.
Yeah.
Still able to get around and everything. Doctor says she's in pretty good shape with lots of riders. So it's wonderful to have somebody that old.
That's terrific. My grandmother's about that age. She still gets around, cooks.
Miss cooks her breakfast. Now my wife takes her meal out there to it at dinner. Then she eats milk and cornflakes for things for supper. And she sees she gets one good meal a day, you know. If you make it pretty good, if you get a vegetable meal once a day, she time or two, she live out there and not drink and not eat. Next thing you know, she'd be dehydrated. We have to take her to the hospital and get her straightened out. She done that twice.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with her, don't just dehydrate. You got to ask for anything to say, you got to eat to live.
True. Yeah. When she's cleaning up, what do you call that thing that she sweeps with?
Well, you're talking about the dust mop, a broom. She's got a dust mop, you got a broom, you got a vacuum cleaner.
You know of different types of brooms?
Yeah, right.
Like old fashioned or something like that?
It's just straw broom.
Whole thing strong?
Yes,
have a wood handle?
Yeah, wood handle.
What about if, let's say if she were looking for the broom, she couldn't find it. Say if it was in a corner of the room and a door was open so that she couldn't see the broom, you were trying to tell her where it was, you'd say the broom is
behind the door.
We talked about porches a while back. Does it make any difference what you call it if the porch is enclosed or screened in?
Well, you know, there's a hole and there's a porch.